my prayer is that people who have no hope would gain some hope in Christ because of this.
Hello, and welcome to our Gifts and Go Spotlight. We're so glad you're joining us here today. However you're listening, whether on a podcast or on video stream, we're very glad you're tuning in to hear about how people all over the world are shining brightly. And today we have a very special guest. His name is Tony. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tony, you came on to Gifts and Go and you started a campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're raising money for?
Certainly. So I am married with four kids, one of whom is in heaven. My son Jordan passed away from cancer in November of 2018. And so when his birthday on 2019 showed up, that was very tough, to say the very least. My son, again, was 20 years old, battled cancer for 4 years, and losing him was beyond difficult. So his birthday comes around and I tried to find a way to run and hide from the pain. 2020 comes around, his birthday, once again. And my thought was, okay, what am I going to do to try and run and hide from the pain? And so instead, I decided to attack the pain and attack the grief. And I thought, let me just use Jordan's birthday as a day of celebration and to remind people of what an incredible kid he was. Jordan loved Chick-fil-A. That was kind of his place. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to buy $300 in gift cards and give them out in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru along with a gospel track. On one side, I'll have Jordan's story, and on the other side, I'll have Jesus' story, the one that really matters. And so in trying to do this $300 fundraiser, the Chick-fil-A franchise owner thought it was such a great idea that he wanted to match it. My boss, as I asked for that day off to honor Jordan, he thought that was a great idea. He wanted to match it. A good buddy of mine who was asking, hey, what's going on today? And I told him how my $300 was growing. He said, well, of course, I don't want to break the streak, so I want to match it. And then my boss called me back and said, hey, how about I put something out on Facebook and see if anybody else wants to participate? And I said, man, this thing's gotten out of hand. I had no intention of this being like this. So if you want to run this fundraiser, go ahead. And so we really opened up the Give, Send, Go. Last year, I think, was the first time I did this through Give, Send, Go. In 36 hours, my $300 idea turned into $5,400. Wow. Again, in just 36 hours. So last year, I thought, well, heck, I didn't really even try to raise money. So I wonder what would happen if I tried to raise money for Jordan's fundraiser. And so in doing that, I set a goal of $10,815, which would be enough to buy 721 $15 gift cards, 721 July 21st. That's Jordan's birthday.
Yeah.
So instead of raising that $10,815 in about 6 days, I ended up raising over $12,000. So I bought 821 gift cards and over about an 8 hour period gave out all of those gift cards in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru along with gospel tracks. And it was tremendous. So this year, I set the bar a little bit higher. I'm going to raise $15,000. That money will come in, and that's enough for 1,000 gift cards, along with 1,000 gospel tracts that I will give out in the same Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
What an incredible story. I had read your story. I didn't actually realize it was your son, because you said you lost your buddy, you know, when you're talking about him. So I wasn't 100% sure that it was your son or how you were related.
Sure.
So I can't even, how many children did you say you have?
So I've got four kids, again, one in heaven, but Jordan has a big sister, Gabrielle, a younger sister, Olivia, and a younger brother, Aaron.
Yeah. I can't even imagine walking through that. And I know people do all the time, like just trying to cope with the loss. And then here you go and you decide, you know what, I'm going to take this pain. It's not going to make it go away, but I'm going to do something productive with it. And what an incredible story. This is exactly what we love to hear in Give, Send, Go, is people stepping out of whatever situation they're in and saying, no, I'm going to still shine. And that's exactly what you're doing. Have you heard any feedback from people you know, from Chick-fil-A, from people who have gotten tracks? Has anybody, have you seen any chatter on social media, anything like that?
Yeah, so all of the above. Big time chatter last year on Instagram and other social media platforms, none of which that I facilitated. Somebody had to send something to me. Hey, did you see this this stream that's going on Instagram? And it showed some pictures from the drive-through and people sharing stories of the impact that just coming through and ordering some chicken and having a 30-second interaction with me through the window, just the impact that that made. Really, one of the big stories that for me came out of last year was someone who was here in Lincoln staying at Madonna Rehab Facility. Her husband from Arkansas had been in a motorcycle accident and it nearly killed him. He had a severe traumatic brain injury. And so they were staying at Madonna. She had been there for a few weeks nonstop, but something drove her to get out and get a change of scenery for the day. And she chose to come through the Chick-fil-A drive-through. We had a brief interaction. It was pretty amazing. She sent me an email later that evening saying, thank you so much for what you did. It gave me a reminder that other people are battling and having victory in their battle. Here's what we're going through. I replied back to her to see where are you staying? Do you have kids that are in town as well? And she gave me a little intel. So I, along with my wife, put together a gift basket from Trader Joe's and took it over to Madonna, some things for this gal and her kids. When I came there, she was not there. The only person that was there was Bruce, in a neck brace and battling, to say the least. But he's there all by himself. And here I walk in the room as a perfect stranger. We have no history. He doesn't know who the heck I am.
Yep.
I don't know who he is. I just know a little bit of his story. Came in. We talked and shared a little bit as strangers. I asked him if that motorcycle accident would have killed him, where would he be? And he said, I'd be in hell right now. And I said, really? Why is that? He said, because I was chasing the wrong God. My God was my motorcycle. My God was the ride. And I'd be in hell right now. And I said, do you feel like God's given you another chance? And he said, absolutely. And so we talked and shared, and I poured into him, and we shared the gospel with one another. And here we are, two strangers holding hands, praying and weeping together in this rehab facility. We had a relationship that was 12 minutes old, and we were brothers in a short amount of time. We are still connected to this day. We talk probably once a week, text or email. We're still connected. Maybe not quite that often.
Yeah, but enough that you're staying in.
Yeah, talk or text every other week. But we've developed a tremendous relationship. There are a number of stories similar to that that came from the Chick-fil-A drive-through.
That is incredible. You know, this is, like I said, one of the reasons we want to do these podcasts is to encourage others to take a look around, because it didn't take you much, right? Like, to actually decide to do something. You said, I'm going to raise $300. It's just you stepping out. You weren't going to change the world, like to make it explode. You were like, I'm going to just do this little thing in honor of my son. And look at what God does. And this is the God we serve, right?
Yep.
Like, we offer him the two loaves and the five fish, or the five loaves and two fish. And what does he do? He explodes it.
Hello.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm a Give, Send, Go prayer partner, and I just called to see how I could be praying for you.
Did you know Give, Send, Go has a team of prayer partners solely dedicated to calling each and every campaign owner on our site to pray for them and their endeavors? That's because here at Give, Send, Go, we believe that prayer changes things.
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that today.
We could all use a little hope.
To receive a call from one of our prayer partners, go to www.givesendgo.com to start your campaign today.
Your campaign is givesendgo.com/G3EU4. That's where people can find your campaign. It looks like you've raised $8,123 so far to your $15,000 goal. How are you sharing this? Just on social media? Are people helping you share this?
Yeah. So some people are helping share with their own platforms, but primarily through social media. I only have Facebook. I'm an old fogey. So I only have Facebook. I post it on Facebook, and then I've got a number of friends that I kind of put this out to, some folks that have lots of connections. So that's how I'm doing it.
All right. If there are people, obviously, if you're watching this and you feel compelled to give, come to the campaign, givesendgo.com. Again, it'll be across the bottom of the screen for everybody to see easily to be clicked on. You can come and give to this campaign. What are some specifics that you would like people to be praying for? One of the differences about Give, Send, Go is we don't just have a give and share button. We also have our pray now button because we do understand the power of prayer. And so do you have anything specific that people can be praying for you as you continue to raise funds and you then go and hand these gift cards out?
Sure. You know, what I've seen just in the few years that I've done this is I've seen a lot of people who are coming through the drive-throughs that are really hanging on by a thread. These last few years that the whole world has had to endure with the lockdowns and separation have really taken a toll on people. We are social creatures. God created us to function in community with one another, and that was taken away for a very long stretch. And so all of us, myself included, whether we are aware of it or not, we are all damaged by what has taken place. And again, I see that up close and personal as I meet with so many strangers. And so my prayer would be that this little act of worship, if you will, little act of remembrance, all of these things are wrapped into one. These little acts that I'm doing in a 30-second interaction through a drive-through window. My prayer is that people who have no hope would gain some hope in Christ because of this. Jordan's story is very compelling. It's an emotional story, and I can tell it in a very emotional way. I'll just be honest with you. I know the power of Jordan's story. But this isn't about Jordan. I want it ultimately to be about Christ. And I want his story and how vulnerable it makes people to point them to the ultimate story, which is that Jesus Christ died for our sins and was raised according to the scriptures. We have hope in Christ because of what he did for us on the cross. That's my prayer, that someone in the drive-through will get that through this event.
And it sounds like that's already been happening, which is so awesome. And you'll never know this side of heaven, all the ripple effects of your little act of obedience and stepping out through the pain, you know, through some of the probably the hardest time of your life or one of the hardest, if not.
Yeah, the hardest without question.
Yeah. And so, well, thank you again for stepping out and being an encouragement to all of us, to when things get hard, to also be looking for ways that we can still spread a little light, you know.
Sure.
Because it's easy to hole up and to be like just lost in our grief or pain, be inward focused, you know, because it hurts. And you've taken that and you've made something beautiful. How did you hear of Give, Send, Go? How did you choose Give, Send, Go? What?
You know, I use Give, Send, Go primarily, I'll be honest with you, because certain other very large, well-known fundraising platforms, they and I do not seem to ideologically agree. And without turning this into something else, I'll just leave it at that. So Give, Send, Go, and I seem to agree more than others.
Okay. All right. Well, I am glad you found us. I'm glad, you know, Give, Send, Go is here because we stand for freedom. And our whole goal is kind of like what you're doing. You know, how do you, we say our mission statement is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding, right? And I really believe that's, you're sharing the hope of Jesus through Chick-fil-A gift cards. That's what you're doing. And I really believe that's the call of every Christian, is to share the hope of Jesus, fill in the blank, through whatever he's put in front of you. And so again, if you want to go to Tony's campaign, go to givesendgo.com/G, the number 3, E, U, and then the number 4. And you can read a little bit more. There's a video that he's put together of last year's event that you can watch. Tony, please update when you have updates, you know, post updates to your campaign, let us know what's going on. We'd love to hear more about the success of this year. And just as you continue moving this forward, I'm excited to see where God's going to bring this, because I have a feeling it might grow a little bit even bigger than you've expected.
That's my hope. That's my hope. I want it to get unreasonable and unwieldy and too much. That's what I want.
Well, that's what we'll be praying for. Thank you again for coming on Give, Send, Go Spotlight. We have enjoyed hearing your story and how God is using you. So again, if you want to give, share, or pray for Tony, his family, for this mission event that he's doing, please visit his campaign, the links below. And everybody, I want to encourage you as you watch this, be asking God how he would have you shine brightly in your community. It doesn't take going across the seas or a lot of money. It takes just stepping out in obedience. So today, everyone, continue to shine brightly. We'll see you next time on the Give, Send, Go Spotlight.